This is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I want to remind you that we are considering forming a weight loss and fitness goal group for 2009 via mypageantplace.com. If you're interested and you think that's a great idea and you definitely want to be on board, just shoot us an email at info@pageantinterviewcoach.com or send us a message through mypageantplace.com. Well, today we're talking with Rebecca Crozen, who lost over 200 pounds on her way to pageant success. Rebecca, I'm imagining that when you had those plateaus that we were talking about before the break, that sometimes that was a little frustrating. How did you maintain your inspiration and motivation during those flat spots?
Do you know, that was probably the most difficult time in anybody's weight loss, whether it's a 2-pound plateau or, you know, a 100-pound plateau. It's difficult to maintain focus and to find new inspiration. So I tried to remember that moment of when I realized, you know, I couldn't play with my daughter. She is the inspiration as to why I needed to lose the weight and why I wanted to be here. And so I kept that in my mind. And then about halfway through, I threw myself a way-to-go party. I decided that I needed even more support from my family and friends, and we were
going to celebrate
what was already lost and what was going to be happening again, because I never thought that I couldn't do it. I just needed to find a different way to get there. And I think that family support or friend support is integral to anything that you want to do as far as weight loss or any other goals that you have, but you need to have that support in order to reach your goal.
Right. I think it's very important to have a support team in place. And I also think you touched on something. You know, you need to find things that work for you. I have lots of contestants who are elite contestants who, you know, come for appointments and they're all size twos.
Right.
But they lose weight different ways. They're not all on the same program. How did you finally find the program that worked for you after, you know, after the gastric bypass, you lost 100 pounds, then you plateaued. You said you worked with a nutritionist.
Yes.
What are the types of foods that really work for you, and what didn't work for you?
Well, like I said, a lot of the white foods did not work for me. Coming off of a bypass, too, you can't eat a lot of those foods. That's already going to change your diet. But I had to go back to if there is color in your food, you're going to be eating better. So a lot of fruits and vegetables will certainly be more beneficial than processed foods. And you really do need to have those small meals a day. You know, and make sure you eat breakfast. Breakfast is so key to keep your mind fresh and to really help you focus on the day. But to have healthy snacks, whether that's carrots or peanut butter was a big thing for me, because that's protein.
Right.
Make sure peanut butter and some healthy crackers. But I think, again, each body type is different. Each endocrine system is different. And that's why I always say that you have to talk to a doctor or nutritionist, because what works for me won't work for the next person. And I think that combined with eating better, you have to be on an exercise regimen, and you have to maintain your focus on that and not try to miss a day, no matter how hard it is, whether it's a cardio day or maybe it's a weightlifting day. But you need to make sure that you maintain your focus and see the final result that you want, and then you will naturally take that progression to get to that end result.
Yeah. So for the last 100 pounds, how were you combining aerobics and weightlifting? What was a typical weekly schedule like?
It was a six-day workout. Typically did not work out one day on the weekend. Work out for about an hour in the morning. And again, like Tiffany, I work full-time plus being a mom and trying to be a good role model for her. I would usually do my cardio in the evening and on the treadmill, and then while I did that, my daughter was usually in the room, you know, with me doing something
right
that was also athletic, because I want her to have a foundation in healthy living. So working out about twice a day, 6 days a week, which led me into National Mrs. in 2006. In order to maintain the loss, but also to maintain healthy living. And now, you know, I work out probably 3 or 4 times a week, a little bit less because I'm not in the middle of competition, but you still need to work out. But I think if you combine healthy eating with a rigorous workout schedule, you will certainly see some results, and you will see them quickly. But I always refer back to seeing a professional to make sure that you're
right,
the right way for your body.
It is so important to use a professional. In fact, several of my elite Texas USA girls, they actually see the same personal trainer and they're in our completely different programs.
Right.
They're completely different exercise programs and their nutrition programs are different. So it is important to understand what works with your individual body type as well as metabolism, isn't it?
It is, and I think that before you start a program, if you're wise enough to go ahead and have your blood work done with your physician, you will find out what works for you. That has a lot of information. Your blood work will have information in it that most just regular fitness trainers won't be able to tell you. And then you will have a path to healthier living faster than what you may have had any other way.
So if you were going to tell our listeners what you think was the number one thing that helped you be successful in your weight loss and fitness goals, what would that be, Rebecca?
You know, I would say that the number one thing had absolutely nothing to do with pageantry, nothing to do with winning the crown. It had more to do with ensuring that as I grow older and I live out my final days, that I have given myself every opportunity to have more days than I would have before and to be healthy and to recognize that what you do today in the long run will benefit you in years to come.
Wow, that's great advice, Rebecca. Well, we've been talking with Rebecca Crozen, and if you'd like to email Rebecca about her amazing weight loss, the before and after pictures alone are just not to be believed. Rebecca's email is mrsvirginia2004@aol.com, and her blog is www.celebrateyoucampaign.blogspot.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me, Valerie.
It was great having you. Well, our next guest is actually a fitness competitor herself and is an expert at knowing not only how to keep the pounds off, but how to lose those last few pounds as well as stay in shape. Lisa Schrah has been married for 20 years and has three teenage children. She currently holds the title of Mrs. Corporate America. She owned a child care facility for 10 years, which she recently sold, so she's a busy girl. She's currently working as a personal assistant for a doctor and his wife, and she enjoys spending time with her family and working out, and she's also a national figure competitor. Lisa, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, Valerie. Thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you. First of all, before we get started, tell us a little bit about Mrs. Corporate America.
Well, the Mrs. Corporate America pageant held its first pageant actually last year, and I was one of the, of course, first contestants. It is actually a pageant that allows working women to, women, professional women across America to actually compete in not only beauty and poise, but their business aspects as well.
Wow, that's amazing. And, of course, you won that pageant, but you're also a figure competitor. What does that mean when we use the phrase you're a national figure competitor?
When you go to, let's say, for instance, a bodybuilding show, there's three different competitors that compete in bodybuilding. There's, of course, the men and the women who are very muscular and buff, and then there's also fitness women who is not quite as buff but very good at gymnastics and they do a dance routine. And then there's figure. Figure is almost the Barbie doll type women who come out, they're very much, their framework and their physique is very muscular but not to the point of being a bodybuilder. They want a little softer look, and when I say they, I mean the judges. And there's two rounds. There's a one-piece. It's the competition suit, which is actually like a very high-line bathing suit that's been crystallized, and we come out in heels. And then there's the two-piece, and there's certain poses that we all have to do, and then we're picked based on our overall look and our overall physique.
That's right. I've seen some of the figure competitions, and they're amazing, and they don't look as buff and as bulky and cut as what we think of as typical bodybuilders. So you're a busy mom. You've got three teenage children, and yet you're able to manage this fabulous, fabulous figure. What do you think are the keys for women who want to get fit? What are the keys that they really need to be working on in their routines?
I think that one of the biggest keys is eating properly and making sure that your nutrition is, as the other guest was talking about, just making sure it's good whole foods and you're not eating processed foods. as a mom of three, even though my children are actually teenagers, I'm still very busy, and it's really easy to be able to go through the drive-thru somewhere and make wrong choices on how I'm going to feed my family. I find that if you are interested in actually losing weight, your first step is to go seek a professional. Go to your doctor, have some blood work done, make sure your heart is okay, because you don't want to just jump into a gym and into a membership and not be sure what's right for you.
Now, I'm just a touch base, Lisa. Rebecca mentioned the blood work, and you mentioned the blood work. Not only are you looking for things like cholesterol, but the doctor might be looking for an overactive or an underactive thyroid. What else could they be looking for?
Absolutely. The thyroid is huge. Also, diabetes. It's important that you maintain proper blood sugar. And you might be having problems with either weight loss, maybe too much loss at one time, or weight gain, and it could be something as like diabetes.
Right,
your thyroid,
okay.
Your diabetes, your cholesterol levels, all those are really important. And two, just as you get on the scale to see what your weight is, you want something to compare it to. It would be wonderful if someone maybe didn't have such a good cholesterol level and they maintain a diet for maybe 6 weeks or, 6 months, and went back and had a recheck and said, oh, wow, look at my levels, look at the difference. So I think it's important to have that comparison.
So I've gone to the doctor, I've got my blood levels, everything's fine, I'm normal. How do I create a program now that combines aerobics and weightlifting? Because everybody, says, oh, you have to do both. I know some people just want to do weightlifting and some people just want to do aerobics. How do you develop a program that incorporates both?
You really need to do both. And first of all, I guess it would depend on your budget. If you're able to go and join a gym, and I know I spoke to someone just recently who said, I live so far, I don't have the time in my day to go to work and actually travel to a gym as well. And I gave her some good ideas to do at home. Depending on your weather outside, I think almost everybody can get out and run, whether it's around your subdivision or do some fast walking, because that's what's going to help your cardio health, and that's going to maintain your heart and keep your heart healthy. Using weights, whether, again, you're in a gym or you're doing some free weights or some rubber bands at home, it's important to help strengthen the muscle tone. It's amazing how much, if you can just do both things, cardio and a little weight training, and I'm not saying weight training so you're a big muscle buff. I'm just talking about strength training. It's important that your physique has both for you to see the results faster.
Now, I have a question. You mentioned those little rubber band things. I guess they aren't little rubber bands, but do those really work? Because I know lots of people use them on the road when they travel or use them at home if they don't have room for a home gym. Do they really work?
They absolutely do work, because you can change the tension on those just by putting them underneath your feet, so to speak, when you're doing bicep curls. My husband's 6 foot, probably 1 and 230 pounds, and he can use the same resistant bands I can and just stretch them out further to get a really good workout.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, so let's say I've done my blood work, I've done my weight loss, I've done aerobics, and I've done weightlifting, and I'm like 5 pounds from my goal weight, and I'm just not making any progress. How some people just hit that plateau when they get close to their weight, and they're just not feeling like they're even inching forward. What can people do when it's the last 5 to 10 pounds?
Well, I think it's time to really recheck your diet. It's important in any, and I know I do this all the time, and it does take a little bit of effort. You need to write down what you're eating, and you need to count those calories. Every calorie that you're putting in your body is going to, they're going to work, your body's going to work off naturally, like in your resting rate. Calories. I, for instance, work off about 1,400 calories without even exercising. That's just going from day to day and moving around. So you want to see where your calorie count is. And if you're trying to lose weight and you're at your last 5 pounds, your body's probably getting bored with whatever you're doing, and you're going to need to change it up a little bit. So if that means maybe increasing your cardio to another 15 and 20 minutes, or maybe just drinking a little bit more water. Water is so important for your body, and every time you take in those calories as far as your drinks are concerned, people don't stop and think that, hey, this certain water is really good, but there's 2.5 servings to it, and there's 50 calories per serving. So you're drinking 150 calories practically in just having a glass of so-called vitamin water. So it's really important that you watch how many calories and what hidden calories are, how much you take in, because you'd be surprised at that last 5 pounds not coming off just because your body, one, is used to everything that you're doing and you need to change it up a little bit, or two, maybe there's some hidden calories there and you need to watch your diet and find out, you know, what you're taking in. There's not a magic bullet, that's for sure.
I confess, I did not know that there were calories in that vitamin water. I had no idea.
It's surprising. I mean, it tastes well, really good, and I'm not saying to do without it. But if you're looking at your carbohydrates and you're looking at your sugar, you'd be surprised to see how much is in just, and I don't mean to just pick on vitamin water by all means. I mean, any type of sports drink that's out there that you're thinking that you're helping yourself, basically just plain old water is what's going to get you to the next level in your weight loss.
So you should really check the labels if you're having problems losing that little bit of weight to figure out where it might be that you're taking in some hidden calories.
Yeah, and make sure that your protein is enough. You need, your body is going to burn more calories when it's digesting protein than any other food, because it's a little harder for your body to digest. And there's different types of protein. There's a whey protein, there's casein protein, and there's soy protein. And I know right before you go to bed, I know I always get the munchies, and I want something that's really good for me that I'm not going to go to bed starving. And a easy protein to digest that takes a while is a casein protein, and you can find that in your milk products, such as your cottage cheese, for instance. So a great snack, a half a cup of cottage cheese right before you go to bed, a low-fat cottage cheese or a fat-free, even though your body's silly, if you're trying to lose weight, you need a little bit of fat in your diet. But a low-fat cottage cheese is a casein protein, and your body, you're sleeping and your body's burning calories. So just a little bit of knowledge will help.
Yeah, I had no idea that I was supposed to be eating protein before bed. Lisa, could you share with our listeners one thing that they should absolutely be doing to look fitness fab at their pageant?
Oh, my goodness. I think your biggest thing to look fitness fab is to make sure that you're eating properly. Even if you don't have enough time to, you know, get into a huge routine as far as your exercise, make sure your diet is, at least I call it a clean diet. Make sure you're not eating a lot of processed foods. You're eating some high protein, such as fish, turkey, or chicken, lean red meat, and also your vegetables. They need to be fresh vegetables when you can, or maybe the frozen ones, and make sure that you're staying away from those so-called white foods. Now, if you've gotten to a point where you've lost the weight and you just really want to maintain, don't deprive yourself either. Make sure you have a cheat meal maybe just once a week. Don't overdo it. But we all have cravings, and I know I'm a Southern girl, so I love those mashed potatoes and the gravy and biscuits.
Yes.
You know, and you can't go through life depriving yourself, because then you're not going to be happy. We like our comfort food.
We do. Well, great advice from Lisa Schrah, Mrs. Corporate America. You can learn more about the Mrs. Corporate America pageant at www.mscorporateamerica.com. And we're going to take another short break. Remember, to find out information about all of today's guests, you can visit www.pageanttalkradio.com and click on the archives to see a list of all of today's guests with links to their website. We want to thank Lisa for being with us. Thanks so much, Lisa, for being on Pageant Talk Radio. It's time for another short break, but stay tuned, and I'll be right back with a solution to kick off 2009 as your best pageant year ever.
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com. Are you entering your first pageant and feeling a little nervous about the pageant interview? Or are you an experienced contestant but feel that your pageant interview scores don't reflect your true potential? Do you want to develop a winning pageant interview that reflects your personal style and puts you over the top? Valerie Hayes is an award-winning pageant interview coach who has a proven track record of coaching contestants in developing the public speaking skills necessary to ace the pageant interview. Valerie provides a variety of options, including in-person and phone coaching, teleseminars, workshops, and study-at-home materials to help you develop a winning pageant interview. You'll learn the techniques that press secretaries, spokesmen, and professional speakers use to come across as confident and informed every time. Are you ready to make this your best pageant year ever? Visit www.pageantinterviewcoach.com. Sign up for the free email newsletter and get started improving your pageant interview skills today.